This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, August 15, in Squiz Kids Today. Secret girls' schools in Afghanistan. China's kangaroo astronaut. Mystery caves on the moon. And squirrels that sploot. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
It's a Monday, and that means all the excitement of a whole week of school stretching out in front of you. And while some of you might groan at the prospect of being in school, stop for a moment and think about this. Today marks 1 year since the Taliban took control of the country of Afghanistan. Afghanistan is a country in Central Asia, just to the south of Russia. You might remember last year scenes from the capital Kabul as thousands of people tried to flee the country rather than live under the rule of the Taliban. One of the reasons people there didn't want to live under Taliban rule is because girls are not allowed to go to school. Boys can get an education, but girls cannot. But according to reports, a network of secret schools for girls has sprung up around the country, with some brave teachers risking getting into lots of trouble, but nevertheless determined to give girls the education that they believe they deserve. It means the girls have to sneak into the schools each day, and all of the learning has to take place in secret. But even though they'd be in trouble if they were found to be going to school, the schools are packed every day. A sign of how precious school is for those who aren't allowed to access it.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in China, where a kangaroo in space has captured the hearts of a nation. A new Chinese movie called Moon Man tells the story of an astronaut stuck on the moon with, you guessed it, a kangaroo. Which of course makes perfect sense. The comedy has made over $500 million in ticket sales since it was released 2 weeks ago, with audiences in the world's most populous country in love with an Aussie marsupial. The world's most populous country is another way of saying China has the biggest population in the world, with more than 1.4 billion, that's billion with a B, people living there. As well as giving Chinese moviegoers a good laugh, the movie is also expected to spark the country's interest in coming to Australia to see kangaroos in real life. Which, you've got to say, is altogether easier than going to the moon to see them.
Spaced out.
Speaking of the moon, scientists studying the moon have found a series of caves up there on its surface, which they say could mean we're able to establish lunar bases sooner than planned. Did you know that the surface of the moon heats up to about 120 degrees during the day and drops down to minus 173 degrees at night? I mean, even by Melbourne standards, where it hail snowed on Saturday, that is cold. But the discovery of caves on the moon, which researchers think might even be connected by tunnels, could provide the sort of shelter humans need to live up there long term. It's thought the temperature inside the cave hovers around 17 degrees Celsius, which is much more manageable. I mean, that's the sort of temperature that even a kangaroo could cope with.
Animal Kingdom.
If you saw a squirrel splooting, what would you do? Don't worry, I didn't know what splooting meant before yesterday either, but thanks to the New York City Parks Department, it's my new favourite word. You see, right now it's hot in New York City. Like, really hot. And concerned animal lovers have been worried about squirrels that they've seen lying face down on the ground, arms stretched out in front of them, legs stretched out behind. They really do look like they're dead, but in fact, they're just splooting, which means stretching out and cooling off. Squirrels' bellies have the least amount of fur on all of their bodies, so when they lie face first flat on a cool surface, they are dumping heat from their bodies. So, if you see a squirrel splooting, don't panic. Or maybe just take a photo. I've put some photos in your episode notes showing that other animals like to sploot too. Maybe I'll go and sploot immediately after this podcast.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What have scientists discovered on the moon that could make it easier for humans to live there? Yeah, that's right, they've found caves. Question number two. On which part of the squirrel's body is the least amount of fur found? Yeah, that's right, you'll find it on their bellies. Question number three. In the Chinese movie Moon Man, what animal is an astronaut stuck on the moon with? Yeah, that's right, it's a kangaroo. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's August 15. Birthday today for Hunger Games actress Jennifer Lawrence. You might know her better as Katniss Everdeen. And for sports lovers, on this day back in 1903, the Wallabies played their first ever rugby test against the New Zealand All Blacks. It's also a very special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Miranda from Mount Riverview, Yusuf from Sydney, Nick from Northbridge, Connor from Eltham, Cooper and Eleanor from Corindai, Maddie from Yarrawonga, Daniel from South Kingsville and Zachary from Canberra. And a belated birthday shout-out goes to George from St Mary's and Dylan from Bondi. And classroom shout-outs today go to Miss Tolim at Singleton Heights Public School, Year 6 and Mr. War at Mount St. Patrick's Primary School in Murwillumbah, Mr. Bailey and Class 3B at Mount Terry Public School, to Mrs. Lanzafame and Class 3L from Holsworthy Public School, who are on a winning streak with the answers to the quiz. And finally, a shout-out to Emmaus Class from St. Peter's Campus in Maitland, and happy birthday to classmate Bella. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.